By scalable, I mean a business architecture that can handle 10,000 orders per week as easily as it can handle 10 orders per week. Doing this requires minimizing your decision-making responsibilities, which achieves our goal of time freedom while setting the stage for doubling and tripling income with no change in hours worked. Call the companies at the end of the chapter to research costs. Plan and budget accordingly to upgrade infrastructure at the following milestones, which I measure in units of product shipped. Phase 1. 0 to 50 total units of product shipped. Do it all yourself. Put your phone number on the site for both general questions and order taking. This is important in the beginning. And take customer calls to determine common questions that you will answer later in an online FAQ. This FAQ will also be the main material for training phone operators and developing sales scripts. Is PPC, an offline advertisement, or your website too vague or misleading, thus attracting unqualified and time-consuming consumers? If so, change them to answer common questions and make the product benefits, including what it isn't or doesn't do, clearer. Answer all email and save your responses in one folder called Customer Service Questions. CC yourself on responses and put the nature of the customer's questions in the subject lines for future indexing. Personally pack and ship all products to determine the cheapest options for both. Investigate opening a merchant account from your local small bank, easier to get than with a larger bank, for later outsourced credit card processing. Phase 2. 10 units shipped per week. Add the extensive FAQ to your website and continue to add answers to common questions as received. Find local fulfillment companies in the Yellow Pages under Fulfillment Services or Mailing Services. If you cannot find one there or at www.mfsanet.org, call local printers and ask them for recommendations. Narrow the field to those, often the smallest, who will agree not to charge you setup fees and monthly minimums. If this isn't possible, ask for at least 50% off both and then request that the setup fee be applied as an advance against shipping or their other fees. Limit the candidates further to those who can respond to order status, email, ideal, or phone calls from customers. The email from your customer service folder will be provided as copy and paste responses, especially those related to order status and refund requests. Sample email responses for fulfillment purposes can be found at www.4hourworkweek.com. To lower or eliminate miscellaneous fees, explain that you are a startup and that your budget is small. Tell them you need the cash for advertising that will drive more shipments. If needed, mention the competitive companies that you are considering and pit them against one another, using lower pricing or concessions from one to get larger discounts and bonuses from the other.